if y'all will get the Hymns of Spirit and blow the dust off of it, because we hadn't sung out of it in a while, and turn to page 44 and stand and join us. We're singing.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Got a beautiful day outside and a great crowd come in. Had 92 in Sunday school this morning, which is great. Had 12 visitors for Sunday school, a lot more come in. Want to welcome you all to New Salem Baptist Church. We're very excited you're here. And the members, I'm also excited you're here, but in a different way. I want to take just a second to tell people. Over the last week, I've kind of completely redone the church's website. I don't know if anyone has ever visited the church website. Maybe you should. I've worked really hard on it. Anyway,
How did they visit it?
Why, you could go. Thanks, David. Did not plan this. You say, David, he's just that good. You could all go to www. Actually, you know what? Modern browser, you don't have to type that in. Go to nsbcga.com. That is, stands for New Salem Baptist Church, Georgia. There's a lot of New Salem Baptist churches. I don't know if you know that. But nsbcga.com. Completely redone it. A little easier to get around. Looks better. And nice thing, we've redone the audio section. We record pretty much every church service, and we put those on the internet. So let's say you're not here, you can't be here. Or let's say you were, you thought, that's a great church service, I'd like to relive it. You can just go on to that site, you click on the audio page, and with the new site, you can just click play. You can do it on your iPhone, your non-iPhone, pretty much anything. You click play, you can listen to it, you can download it. Yeah, go to it. New calendar, it's great. Take a moment if you just feel like it. Go to the website. If you want.
Well, he said that. I want to say this for all of us that don't have none of these gadgets. Don't have no phone. Don't have no computer. If you want to know what's going on in church, just come to church.
Amen. Amen. That's good, Jim. Got a few things. I got a card I'd like to read, and it says, just a little note of thanks, and we would like to say thanks for the gifts that you gave us. It brought us much joy, and I had such a lovely day, so I wanted to say thank you for all the love you showered on us in every way, and please pray for our blessings for our upcoming wedding. That's from Cassie and Marcus, Jeannie's daughter, Jeannie Welch, and she's going to be getting married this coming Saturday, 2 o'clock down at Pee Wee Payne. So the wedding be Saturday at 2 o'clock. And today we have a baby shower. Ryan and Liz Dean are going to have a baby shower in the fellowship hall. That's starting at 2 o'clock today. So anybody that'd like to come, I always say ladies, and then Brother Jim got up one time about that. So anybody who'd want to come, you're welcome to come to the baby shower. Yeah, Ryan's coming. I don't have to ask him. He'll be there. So I was at mine, so he'll be there. That's right. April 5th, sunrise service, Hawkins Cemetery. What time, Brother Jim?
Yes, sir.
Hadn't set a time yet?
It's still in rain.
Okay. Invite somebody to come out to the sunrise service, and our church will be hosting breakfast this year. If you'd like to help cook, get with Eddie or Karen, somebody, volunteer your time. It takes a lot of effort in that, but we're glad to do it, so we'll be hosting breakfast. If you want to help, just get with one of them. And then April 12th, there's going to be a wedding shower for David Bailey and Priscilla Reed, be 3 to 5 in the fellowship hall. They are registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target. So remember that on April 12th. Then on the 18th, be Tim Lovelace and the Billy Gray Quartet. If you've never seen him, never been here for one of those, it's a great time. He's a good man of God. He'll make you laugh and cry. He just does a fantastic job. We know what the Billy Gray Quartet is and their ministry. We appreciate them. So they'll be here and be having fellowship afterwards, just finger foods down in the fellowship hall. And for those that don't know, we don't allow nut products in our fellowship hall. We've got children with nut allergies, so no nut products in our fellowship hall at all. And what time is that? So 6:30? 6:30. I forgot to write that down. So 6:30 on April 18th, Tim Lovelace. You remember Vacation Bible School? There's a list in the back. If you'd like to sign up to help for Vacation Bible School, just put down what you would like, who you'd like to work with. And Carolyn always does her best to accommodate you. But it just takes workers. It doesn't matter who or what. If you'd like to help, it's going to be June 14th through the 17th this year from 6:30 to 8:45 each night. So need a lot of workers in Vacation Bible School, and you'll get a blessing from it. Won't be a waste of your time. You'll get a blessing from helping in Bible school. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Kristen had one, I think.
Kristen had one.
Kristen Barrett. Who ought to be in the choir?
Anybody else?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Jay Bullock's birthday is today.
Jay? Stand up. Come on, everybody else has soon. Let's sing happy birthday to Jay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
hurts next Sunday.
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing and receive this morning's tithes and offering. Ms. Fonzette, would you ask God's blessing on our offering?
Same page 25.
Done.
putting out. He's singing. He's doing his best. And thank you, Mason. I think you were singing like that. Let's do page. I'm gonna scratch that one. Do page 179. 179.
He lifted me up.
and lower that just a little bit. But I'm thankful for that. He's patient, forgiving, and he's given me hope. So I know who holds tomorrow. If y'all know, thank you.
Yeah.
But I do know I'm lost tomorrow. I do know that. As a matter of fact, I put this on Conrad's stone. I know I'm lost tomorrow.
You know, I thank God for everything He gives us each day, you know. And I thank the prayers for my daddy. I know daddy's in his last hours now. I stayed with him Tuesday night all night long. He could get up then, but Wednesday he went down, you know. When you leave, you say, pray for him, you know. Just that broke my heart, you know. He was over here staying. Eric got ready to leave, and he said, are you going hunting? And I got ready and said, hey, are you going hunting? I said, well, get out of bed and we'll go, you know. But his mind and... Now look at my daddy, he weighs about 112 pounds. He picked up rocks that big and laid them on fireplace and stuff. But he was 91 years old. And Lord knows about everything. I don't want to see him lay there and suffer. He's been a good daddy.
Well, all y'all
in church. Yeah, we're all in church. We've done a lot of sorry things, you know. But he disciplined, you know. That's what's wrong today with us parents. You know, we hate to whip our kids or do something, but, you know, read the Bible, which the Bible says you don't supposed to be angry when you whip them, but that's when I'm always going to whip mine. I just love them. I got my four grandkids. They've been with me the last 2 days. I love them. I love my family. And I want to be alive in this community. My duty is down right around, you know. Just pray for them and pray for us.
Anybody else?
We have a good friend in Chattanooga whose son just died of colon cancer. He was 29 years old, and he was finishing his doctorate at Princeton. And they took it very hard because they're good Christians. And he shared something with us Friday that he hadn't told us before, that when, at the last day that his son was alive, they were with him in the hospital, and said he'd been quiet for about 45 minutes and with his eyes closed, hadn't said anything. And then all of a sudden he smiled and looked at the wall and he said, well, I never expected to see you again. And that he went quiet again. He never said anything else, and then he died. So there is life after death. And so somebody will come and escort you over.
Anybody?
I'm David. I'm burdened for our young people. And I think that's why God has allowed me to become a teacher. All of these wonderful men, like Brother Fred and my dad, who is so close to my heart, man of God, preacher. I'm concerned for our younger generation. Their lack of concern, their lack of knowledge for their needs.
David, I just said in our Sunday school class this morning that, you know, that most of our grandchildren profess to be saved. And I'm actually not in church. And, you know, as a Christian, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be different and we're supposed to be bearing fruit. They may be young, but if they're saved, the Holy Spirit lives in their heart. And he can fix that heart when they do something wrong. If they can get out here and do all the things that the world's doing, my heart's concerned they may not be saved. And my heart's concerned that they'll be convicted, that they will be saved if they're not saved. And y'all just pray for all of our grandchildren, all these youth. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on in the world today, and there's a lot to pull aside. And Satan, he paints a pretty picture, but it's just a lie.
Anybody else?
Well, I gotta say something. Most of you know our little Luke, but sings for us occasionally. Well, Luke's Aunt Amy passed away in November, and I always said, because she had breast cancer, and the last time they found it, she was stage 4, which meant she should not have lived past 6 months, but she lived 7 years. And I always said, I thought that God had left her here so she could know Luke, because she loved him dearly. But then, you know, first birthday passed, second birthday passed, third birthday passed, and she was still here. And then I decided when she got so sick that God left her here so Luke could know her, so he would have a memory of her. But since she's passed, Luke speaks of her like he sees her. Like he kisses her, him, she kisses him on the cheek. And I believe she does. And we were sitting watching TV one afternoon, and there's a show called something like Smiles as a Child. It's a Christian cartoon. And we were watching it, and he was excited because it was the story of Moses, and he knew that story. But we're sitting there, and he's sitting in my lap, and he starts waving. And he waves, and I said, Luke, who are you waving at? He said, Jesus. I said, well, where is he? He said, he's right over there. And I don't know if he tells me that or if I'm gullible, but I think, I truly believe that especially our kids see things that we don't and have a closer feeling of things we don't feel anymore because we're grown. But it's just a blessing to know that he knows his own name. He is coming to see him, and he sees Jesus where we can't.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Alright, let's
David, can I say something real quick? I just want to tell everybody how proud I am of Beth and their family.
She's just in the Word every day. She goes to Bible study. They pray, they seek the God's guidance in everything they do. It's couldn't be any prouder woman I know through the years that they've all helped us pray for our kids. We're seeing this prayer, and I just want you to continue to pray for our other children.
All right, let's do the last verse. Yeah. With peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever by law thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well
with my soul.
With my soul, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well
with my soul.
With my soul, it is well. It is well with my soul. Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Sue.